This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hey guys, what does love mean to you?
It's too early.
Hi everyone, you're listening to Thoughts and Theories on ORFM, where I'll delve deeper into the meanings and messages of films, books, TV shows, and more. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and let's get into it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Theories. My name is Asha Amarasri, and today I am so happy to be joined by three other wonderful guests. The three guests are representing two different shows that will be upcoming in the next few weeks. So I'm really, really excited to be talking about that and unpacking the behind the scenes process of these two wonderful shows. I'll just start with my right over here. Ava, would you like to start and introduce yourself?
I'm Ava Kaptein. I am directing the show called Calling Love, written by Asha.
Wee!
Yeah. Do you want me to introduce the show, or do you want to do the rounds first?
We'll do the rounds first, and then I'll come back to you, babes.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Ellie. I'm the director and the producer of Mala Malaysia, which is under Otago's Malaysian Student Association.
Oh, hi. I'm Mukri, and I'll be the main character for Mala Malaysia, which is the show directed by Ellie.
Yo, okay, this is exciting. So I've got two shows, which is something that I've done in the past, and I've done it a few different ways. Sometimes we had people come in for the first half and then come in the second half, but this time I'm like, let's just have a conversation and discussion all together, because we're all putting like a show, and I'm sure we all have some sort of like similar experiences and things like that. So I do know one thing that these two shows have in common is that they're somewhat Malaysian related. Mala Malaysia, quite clearly. It's in the name. But with Calling Love, that Ava's directing, I, of course, wrote it, and I wrote it from like an immigrant's perspective. But before we delve into that, let's hear a little bit more about the shows. Can I hear about Calling Love? What is it about, I ask, as if I have no idea what it's about?
It's about two Malaysian siblings who have immigrated to New Zealand in sort of around the 2010s, and they're navigating their relationship with each other, but also with the world around them, and how they fit into that and how they don't fit into that, how they make that work for themselves and for each other.
Sick. Oh, that's actually so well done.
Oh, thank you.
And Mala Malaysia, what's that about?
Yeah, so Mala Malaysia's, the show's title is called Last Silat of Honour. Mm-hmm. So Last Silat is a Malaysian traditional form of martial arts. And basically, in a village where three kids grew up, they were like revolved around this sport. Mm-hmm. And then those three kids, the two boys, one girl, they all went on separate journeys to reach for their goals. And then once they reunite, once they're older, they face through certain difficulties as well as, like, they all, like, the two guys have feelings for the girl.
Right.
So they are somewhat like, it's like a love triangle.
I see.
Who will Kasim, the main lead, end up with? Either Rizwan or Arjun. Yeah.
And Mukri, who are you playing? You said main lead, but which one?
Rizwan. Yes.
Okay. So I need to, what I'm saying is like, what you guys are saying is I need to pick a side,
yes.
Essentially.
And, yeah.
Okay. I feel like this is Twilight, Team Edward and Team Jacob, yes. All over again.
It's like the Hunger Games. Team Peter.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Team Peter. All right, fantastic. I'd say, like, a love triangle is probably, like, a tale, or, like, as old as time. I feel like we always get, like, it's like, it can't go, I don't think I'd ever get tired of it. I hate it, but I love it at the same time. Like, it's so bad, but so good, you know? So I understand that Malam Malaysia is it happens like annually,
mm-hmm.
But because of COVID, it hasn't happened in a while, correct? When was the last time Malam Malaysia?
2018,
right? Yeah, 2018. Right. Oh, yeah, that's quite a while. It's seven-ish years ago. No. You guys can't see, but I have two children in this show.
And I'm just like, no.
Ironic, because I believe you're the youngest among us all.
06.
I'm 06, yeah.
No, sorry. Ew, cringe. No. No, all is good. Okay, so I'm going to pivot to Mukri real quick. So, have you had any acting experience before?
Oh, zero.
Zero?
Zero acting experience.
And you managed to land the lead role.
I guess.
That's crazy. Yeah. And a huge, like, commitment. How long is the show? I believe it's like 2.5 to 3 hours
yeah,
long.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 hours long.
That is an insane first gig.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about it?
I'm quite nervous, eh?
Not fair. Is there one thing that you've really, like, unexpectedly enjoyed in the acting process that you've discovered?
I think maybe because my character has to do a bit of fighting. And mm-hmm. that's something like I've been like into since I was in school.
Oh, sick. Yeah,
because when I was in school, I actually did like silat properly. I was in the silat club. So bits and part of the choreos, I actually can pick up quite fast from our silat lead who... Saiful.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And just for those who don't know what silat is, can you clarify what that sport entails?
It's basically like for the more popular ones like taekwondo, karate, but that's for the Malaysian one.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
traditional
martial Malaysian
arts.
Martial arts. Yeah. Okay, sick. And you get to do a little bit of, you get to like, you know, play around with that in the play.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm really excited to see that.
Stay tuned.
And Ava, I believe I've had you on the show a few times, one for D&D, but also I had you with the cast and crew of The Globe's Lords and Ladies.
Oh, yes.
And you were acting in that, which, by the way, you were phenomenal in.
Thank you very much.
Gorgeous in your villain red makeup.
Thank you.
Which you did yourself.
I did, yes.
Yeah, that was fantastic. How did you, like, I know this is not about Queen Love, but like, just because I'm curious, like, how did you create such a dramatic elven look?
Well, it helps to be a massive fantasy nerd. But my
nerd!
My director was very clear with her vision of mm-hmm. what she wanted and gave me the creative freedom to sort of play around with it and see what I came up with. So I did exactly that, and she was happy with the result, and I was happy with the result, and then we ended up with that.
Fantastic. Yeah, and speaking of playing around, I believe now you are, you know, stepping foot into, this is like your first time stepping foot into the directing world, correct?
Yes.
How has that been being on the other side in the rehearsal room?
I definitely felt like I was jumping in the deep end a little bit. I've done no directing before in any sense, and I came into it with the overconfidence of I've been directed so much that I'm sure that I can apply that knowledge from mm-hmm. the other side. It helps to have a fantastic team around me. My designers are lovely. My cast is super supportive. And I've got friends who have directed before who help and give me tips and that kind of thing. It's definitely overwhelming, but I'm enjoying it a lot.
Right. It's like, so you're enjoying the process a lot despite it being quite all over the place.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Ellie, I know this is also your first time doing both, right? Both producing and directing.
Yeah.
And you're doing a double role, which, like, even, I can't even imagine that right now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, especially because I was never a theater kid.
Right.
Yeah, so I was never really involved. I alone watched that many theater shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. And most of the time, like, I just go doing stuff like blindly. I don't even know what I'm doing. But yeah, it all always turns out okay. I have a really, really great team. Such like I have the best team ever. every single segment, they're all doing like amazing. Everything is turning out really, really well, better than expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely couldn't have done it by my own. Like, I have a really good team. In terms of my actors are also very patient. Most of them do not have any experience in acting as well. So I'm really, really proud of everyone, really proud of every single segment. And
awesome.
I hope everything comes out well.
No, I've been in a little bit in the rehearsal room, and I do believe that you guys are heading into a really good direction. Like, you guys have such an ambitious project, in your hands. You know, you have how many people's involved in your production? Like 60 plus,
70.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. At least, like, with Ava and myself, like, we're doing, like, lunchtime theater. The show, it wouldn't be longer than 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we're under the great guidance of fellow directing students, honors students, and, like, Martin Robbins himself, who was, like, the head of Allen Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always like, Marty, what's what do I do with this
yeah.
thing right here? Where do I get this prop? Or, you know, things like that. So it's like we sort of have are handheld a little bit, which
yes,
like I'm so grateful
sure.
for. Yeah. And you guys are totally
yeah.
in the deep end, completely independent, which
yeah,
is
especially since
fantastic.
The last Malam Malaysia was 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
We don't have any seniors to ask.
Any
oh my god, that's
yeah.
so true. Yeah. So this makes this whole project like even more brave. But this actually made me come to the realization that this room right now is just filled with people trying a completely new thing. Mukri with acting, Ellie, you with like co-directing and producing, Ava with directing, and myself. This is the first time my play has ever been produced, which kind of scary. I think there's a level of vulnerability that comes with showing like your work to people. And I guess I wanted to ask, like, and any takers, any of you can answer this, when it comes to dealing with that vulnerability and managing expectations, like, how have you guys been, you know, keeping your head above water?
Like, in the rehearsal room or just in general?
With the project. But if you want to hone in with the rehearsal room, that works too.
Yeah. I mean, it helps for me to set specific time aside to be working on the project and just do a couple of hours a day if needed, because that's quite a substantial amount of work.
Yeah.
But really make sure that it's just focused in one area and you're not bringing that into your life. But in the rehearsal room, we have lots of rituals and games and conversation and lots of safeguards to make sure that everyone is comfortable and that we're not taking these like really heavy things home with us and that they stay in rehearsal and showrooms.
Fantastic. And I don't know, actually, since I have another director here, how have you been dealing with the rehearsal space?
I mean, I'd say most of like when it's just between the actors, me and the actors, we do play around quite a bit.
Nice.
Which, like, kind of lightens the atmosphere in a way. But there are times where I do get serious with them and, like, they lock in. But I'd say the most stressful part is when we do, like, full rehearsals along with the dancers and the music team and all the lights and props and whatnot. That would be the most stressful part.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say I think everyone's just, like, patient because we know that it's everyone's first time.
Yeah.
And then for me, like, if I'm stressed about the show, I would just let myself, like, feel whatever I'm feeling for the moment and then move on and, like, continue to lock in. Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Mukri?
Yep.
How about you?
I don't know. I've been winging it so far.
And it's been working?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah, true.
I wanted to create discussion amongst you guys. So, like, because I've got, like, three pairs of eyes looking at me, and I'm like, ah! but, like, when it comes to unearthing... Oh, I love that word. Makes me sound so smart. I'm not that smart, though. but when it comes to unearthing a character or unraveling a storyline, what is, like, the hardest part, I suppose. So the character question could go to Mukri, and the storyline would be to the two directors in here. And maybe you guys could like even like trade stories or like tips or something like that. I don't know. I'm like interested to see how you both like approach it differently for these two different shows and things. So how are you uncovering the hidden gems of the story?
Partly because it's my first time directing, but I have actors who just have these, like, come from really cool places and have really cool experiences. So I think a lot of the almost power of the story in their hands, because they have this really great understanding in these perspectives that are just different from mine. So I really think, and I probably... And I say this to them, I really do sort of push them in the deep end with that. But they take it on board to just give them the story and ask them what they think is happening or how their characters are feeling, and just taking their ideas into account for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like even when we first started acting the script out, I will always ask the actors, what do they think of this? Because I always... take into account everyone's opinion. Like literally the other day, I asked everyone, okay, for this scene, what do you think works best, A or B? And everyone was like A, but some were like B. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So because they know their character best. And yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
I think it can be quite hard to sometimes relinquish that power, because I'm coming into it from an actor's perspective. I have a very strong idea of this is the way that I see the character, but I have to remember that that's not my character anymore. So giving some of that power up, I can find quite challenging.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it works if you kind of give context to the character, because when it's my first time acting, it was just a piece of line. Like every line, I just read it out without giving context to who I am acting as. And I think Hasha has played quite a big role in this, because on our last training, she kind of trained us to act in character, like by giving some kind of background, like what would Rizwan do in this situation, like and what has happened to him that led up to this moment. And yeah, I think giving context just makes it so much easier to like act it out, because if not, at the end of the day, it's just a piece of line, and it's kind of hard to express.
Yeah, like, no, totally fair enough. Yeah. I understand that. I remember like my first like acting gig, and I only had like two lines, and I forgot what it was. It was something along the lines of like at a restaurant or something like that. And I remember just like performing the flattest like what do you want for like dinner or something ever. Like it was like my first but worst performance, and I'm like, what in the world? And like, I know that if I had been given like more of a guidance of like seeing my character as you say, not just lines on a page, but like as a real like flesh and blood human being, and giving them a context, even if nobody else knows, as in like nobody in the audience knows what's going on, like just for me to know, and that certainty within myself helps deliver the line. I think Ava, you're familiar with this, you know, the whole thing with to be or not to be, that is a question, and it's always asking the actor, are you performing it for yourself, or does this character know that somebody is listening in on them?
I've never heard that before.
No, oh.
But that's awesome. I love it.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't take Shakespeare, did you?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Why did I think we took Shakespeare together?
I'm an imposter in the theater scene.
How could you do this to me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, that's all good, though. Oh, no, I'm so sad. I just have, like, these fake memories in my head of us and Shakespeare together.
Keep them.
Wait, have any of you guys seen JJK?
Oh my days.
That was the most disappointed oh my days I've ever heard.
No. That was not disappointing.
I think it was out of pocket.
It was just like, oh yeah, JJK.
Yeah. that was a totally different.
You can't say much. I see that D&D shirt. Nerd.
Slander. Lies. It's not true.
No, the reason why I say it, so you've seen JJK?
Yeah.
You know the character Todo? and like when Todo and Yuji met. It's
yes.
just like, my brother.
Yes.
And it's got just fake memories of them in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's me and Ava right now. I've got fake memories of her in middle school.
I do sometimes forget we haven't known each other our whole lives.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy. Which, actually, speaking of, just like regarding Mukri and Ellie, have you guys known each other before the production, or is this the first time you guys have like really interacted with each other?
I mean,
first time we interacted was during the OMSA's AGM last year.
What is AGM?
The general meeting when you elect new committees.
Oh, yeah. right.
Yeah, but I'd say we started getting closer earlier this year.
Earlier this year, yeah.
So probably working towards the production as well.
Right. That was before Malam Malaysia was like a thing though, right? So it was like during the OMSA events.
OMSA events, yes.
Yeah. I say as if I'm not a part of OMSA at all. Which, yeah, I should probably provide context. Not only am I like, I'm also, of course, writing the... What am I saying? Of course, I wrote this story for Calling Love, but I'm also... an advisor a part of the Malam Malaysia project,
yes.
And sort of the acting coach occasionally, just to help out wherever I can. Not that I know anything, I think.
No, but Asha has been great help. True. Has been such a big help.
Hey guys, no, keep going. it's been really, really cool. But let's table the discussions of. The plays itself for now. I wanted to get to know more about you guys. So what are you guys up to in life at the moment? Are you guys, studying? Are you working? And if you are studying, what are you studying? You know, things like that. I'll start with Mukri.
Yeah. I'm still studying. I'm in my second year. I'm doing accounting. And what I am up to at this moment...
Just chilling?
Just chilling, yeah. I don't know. I wake up, eat breakfast, go to the gym.
Yo, me too. Wait, no, I lie. I don't go to the gym.
You've been up to the gym.
Yeah.
That was a solid yeah nah that I heard. Yeah nah.
Probably studying, yeah. I got midterms this Saturday. So
Ooh.
It's quite busy, like, kind of juggling the responsibilities of
studying
and acting, especially since we started having 3 rehearsals every week.
Who did Ellie, that? Ellie shifting awkwardly in her seat right now.
Who decided that?
And Ellie?
Oh, yeah. I'm a second year psychology student.
Actuals. I genuinely did not know that.
A lot of people don't know.
I knew that since the day that we met.
Yeah, I think some people don't really expect me to be studying psychology considering that I'm producing a theatre.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm a second year studying psychology. What have I been up to? Malam Malaysia stuff, studying, and I started volleyball.
Oh, nice.
So I've been playing that almost every night whenever I can. And that has been my routine almost every day, just like studying, Malam Malaysia work, rehearsals, and volleyball.
Fantastic. Yeah. Keep yourself busy.
Yes.
I like it.
I actually just graduated 2 days ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So now I'm working the old adult job, and I'm directing this. I play lots of D&D in my downtime. I love it. But I'm also, cheeky bit of promotion here, in a show called Lemons, 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 Lemons. This week it's Monday at Allen Hall Theatre. Come watch.
Yes. Sorry, I'm trying to think about like when this episode airs. So I'm like, wait, where are we in the future right now?
Oh,
yeah, but
I forgot about that.
I just remembered. Hey, it might have already passed, and if it has, I'm sure you did great.
Thank you. I'll listen back on this
and be like, yes, Asha, did do great.
Absolutely.
Actually, yeah, 100%. But, you said you've graduated, so you're working now, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a full-time job?
It is indeed.
How is stepping into the full-time corporate world,
it was
if it is corporate?
It's not corporate.
I see.
It was definitely overwhelming to begin with, but I'm loving the fact that there are work hours and home hours. I think you'll find at university, you're sort of always at university, mm-hmm. like you have mm-hmm. assignments to do or lectures to watch or labs to go to or that kind of thing. Whereas if you're working, you're working. And when you're not working, you're at home and you have your own time. And I find that distinction between the two very refreshing.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I have a question for Ellie. You mm-hmm. said you're a psychology student.
Yeah.
Has your degree ever helped you in the rehearsal room with psychology? How to manipulate your
so
actors?
So loaded.
Okay, you want to cover your ears for this one?
Yeah, I actually like, hypnotize everyone and make them actually hypnotize.
I knew
them.
It. I knew there was something wrong in that rehearsal room.
I mean, not really. I think I apply it to myself. I don't really know if this is like part of what I study, but this is also advice given from you, Asha, oh. where like I do give them a lot of words of
affirmation.
Words of affirmation. I always compliment them for their good work and whatnot. Like I started doing that often, I realized, and I think it helps them a lot. So they don't feel like giving up or anything.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Positive reinforcement.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. He got it. That's right. Positive reinforcement.
Amazing, amazing. All right, guys, we're just going to take a wee song break, and then we'll be back with you guys in a moment. See you then.
Wahai kasih, kerana hujan masih renyai, tunggu sekejap dalam pelukan asmara. Walaupun siang akan menjelma, malam belum puas ku bercumbu dengan dinding. Sekejap, wahai kasih, tunggulah sampai hujan teduh. Mari ku dendang, jangan mengenang orang jauh. Jangan tinggalkan daku seorang, tunggu sekejap kasih,
gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk away. should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
Cinta akan terikat waktu.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I know I did, for sure. it was laughing at me, and
that's
I have no idea why.
Song.
Yeah, it is your favorite song, indeed. I chose it just for you.
Oh. You have such an opportunity to throw me under the bus here.
yeah, I'm going to put something on like, oh wait, no, crap. I feel like you'd like any song that I can think about right now.
It's because you know me so well.
all right, so now that we've gotten to know... Well, I've gotten to know my guests a little bit more in the show. Let's move back into the shows and talk a little bit more about how we can see these shows, actually. So starting with you, Ava, when is the show?
Our show is on the 10th and 11th of September in Ellen Hall Theatre. Yay, it's a lunchtime theatre.
Yay!
So, 1 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. And... yeah, no, that's it. What am I going to say? 1 p.m. on Thursday and Friday.
Awesome. Fantastic. And how much are the tickets?
They are $5 for unwaged and $10 for waged. I was going to get them the wrong way around.
And you can book those on Humanitix or door sales.
Yes. I think also if you search up Calling Love, Ellen Hall Theatre, probably pop up.
It'll just pop up, yeah, yeah. If it doesn't, just add Humanitix at the back there.
Exactly.
Pretty simple, nice. And how big is your class?
We have 4 actors.
All right, and what are their names?
We have, I'm just going to list them off, Anissa, Tama, Deacon, and Parker.
Awesome.
Who are playing our characters.
Amazing. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And Malam Malaysia.
Yes.
When and where?
So Malam Malaysia will be held on the 19th of September.
Okay, so not far from Calling Love. Just, I think, a week or two
after?
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Oh, yeah. It's going to be at the College Auditorium in the University of Otago. It's just a one-day show. Tickets, there's different categories. So we have an early bird. Ticket sales going on right now until the 1st of September. And then after that, it'll be the normal ticket sale price. So I'd say for a student, it'll be $21 for early bird. And then regular price would be 23, whereas for an adult would be 23 for early bird and 25 for regular price.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And was there any children pricing there?
Yes,
as well?
Yes, sorry, there's children as well. For early bird, it's $13, and for regular price, it's $15.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. The reason why I bring that up is because I know that
there will be Malaysian families.
Yes, exactly.
They have bought a few tickets, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Awesome, yeah. Awesome. I'm so excited. Okay, so you said it was a one-day show, did you?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so it's a... if you miss it, you miss it.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's so nerve-wracking. Oh, my goodness.
Not only that, like, it's... Like, since it's just a one-day show, we only have one opportunity to give our... all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How do you guys feel about that? Mukri, you're going to be on stage for 3 hours, but for only one time. You're going to... How is it? You look so, like, nervous right now.
I don't know. During rehearsals, I kind of enjoyed it. Like, compared to, like, acting in OUSA rooms,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I can, like, express myself more when on the stage.
Amazing.
So I hope that's true on the day itself. I actually still have a bit of stage fright, so I don't know how I'll manage that. But
right,
I think I'll be fine.
That's totally fair. I understand. Like, I've been acting for who knows how long, and I still get, like, this, like, moment of not being able to breathe when I see the theater, like, fill up with people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my God, maybe I can't do this. It always lasts just for a second, but it still happens. So totally normal. Don't let it get to your head. And then you realize that you sort of get into, like, a flow state, and then you just, like, lock in.
Mm.
Yeah. Ava, how do you deal with stage fright as an actor?
yeah.
She's going through it right now.
I like my own, like, giving myself positive affirmations, like just telling myself that I can do it. We've been through the rehearsal process. I know my character. It kind of starts from the rehearsal room. Like, I know that in Lemons at the moment that the other person that I'm acting with, he has my back all of the time. Like, if I screw up in rehearsal, he sticks a sticky plaster over it, as to say, you wouldn't even notice. And, our director and producer are both super supportive as well. So knowing that they've got my back and that mistakes happen if they do, but I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Positive affirmations.
Right. Yeah. No, fantastic. I do say, like, I think actors in general, like, we have a little bit more, like, I think, leeway from the people around us when we make mistakes. And because it's sort of, like, expected in the terms of, like, oh, we have certain movements to remember. We have to change costumes. We have to remember our lines and things like that. So we sort of understand that it sort of comes with the job. However, it's not really talked enough about in the other side of the rehearsal room with directing. Directors, I think we think about the fact that, oh, we always have to have all the answers. And the actors or the crew, they're always turning to us and be like, what should I do? But sometimes we might not have those answers. So as two emerging directors, like, how do you guys deal with having all that pressure of having to know all the answers? And if you don't know something, how do you deal with that?
I think... there are so many times where I don't know the answer to, like, people's questions. Since I'm not the only director, I also have my scriptwriters and my co-producer and my co-director, I would usually ask, if I completely have, like, don't know the answer at all, I would ask for their opinion and I would value it. But I feel like the key to... just to act confident when giving them the answer and being confident in your answer as well and your opinion. I think it's that.
Fair enough. And Ava?
I think honesty just really helps. Like, sometimes you just don't know, and I'm not going to tell my actors or my techies that I know something when I don't. I have the same thing. Like, I have a wonderful team of people around me who are so willing to help all of the time that I, even if I don't know, I'm almost guaranteed that someone else will.
Right. Yeah. One thing my supervisor was telling me about, which I thought was, like, really, really good advice when it comes to directing, is that it's called There. It's just there, where basically if you find yourself in a rehearsal room, like in a little bit of a slump, you don't really know what to say. The actors are looking to you. You stand up and then you go, you point to somewhere in the rehearsal room and say there, you go there. And then by the time you get to that place on stage, you just say whatever comes to your head and then trust that it will happen. And then even if it is something silly, then that's just it's just something silly. But sometimes there are like there are rounds where you'll play with the script in a very silly way that you wouldn't usually. Or sometimes you'll make a comment of that, you know, that maybe doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the script. But it's like it's sort of like the equivalent, I think, of like using the first page of a new book, of a new journal. I think all of us are quite allergic to using that first page because we don't want to mess it up.
Yep.
So if you make that your scrap page straight away and just write something random, the rest is going to be fine. So it's like breaking that ice, which is why I really like that advice of there, going there and being like, I really like the way your hair stuck up in that scene. Let's do that again. Try to clip your hair again. You know, something like that. So I think that was really good advice from my directing supervisor, which I'll definitely use in the rehearsal room once I get my own. Because I'm a directing student at the moment as well. I haven't directed anything at the moment, but that is my upcoming assignment, guys. Wish me luck. Mukri, you said you are acting as Rizwan.
Yes.
And who are you acting alongside?
For the main cast, we have three people. It's me as Rizwan. We have my friend Fatin as Kasih. And also my good friend Roshan. You know Roshan?
Yeah,
RJ. RJ, Roshan James. He's acting as Arjun. So basically our dynamic is we grew up together as childhood friends from the village. But then one of our friends had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so like during that period of time, we just kind of grew apart. And when that friend came back, like we have to deal with how we navigate with each other, like how to find our relationship back. And I think the fact that Roshan, I know Roshan personally as Arjun, I think it really helped me act because
that's awesome.
Yeah because we can goof around a lot. Yeah, because especially
yeah,
as kids
that.
Especially as kids, like, they tell us, oh, act like kids. Like, bro, I'm 21. How do I act like kids? So it's easy to have Roshan, who's also goofy. I can goof around with him. And the thing with Kasih, I've never really talked to her before, but I think she's doing great so far.
Oh, she's yeah. Doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
Especially when she gets into character for, like, sad scenes.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think she was really well cast for Kasih. For anybody who's listening who doesn't really know, I think Kasih, my interpretation of her character is someone who's who cares a lot about family and the friendships that she builds around her. She's got a lot of love and she's not afraid to like spread it around with, you know, those around her.
Yeah.
She's very gentle,
mm-hmm.
But I think when it matters, she's very, like, she can be very fierce.
Yeah.
It's just you have to, under the right circumstances, you have to uncover that.
Yeah.
What would you say is the dynamic between the characters, the main characters in our piece?
Ava, how do you mean?
As in, like, so we've got, like, a really strong friendship dynamic with Malam Malaysia as the central focus.
Mm.
What is the central relationship focus in Calling Love?
Oh, I see. Well, we have a pair of siblings, mm-hmm. Malik and Humaira, who Humaira is an older sister, and because their parents aren't living with them, she is a little bit of a sort of a mother figure to Malik as well. So we have that really complicated relationship between siblings as our main focus there. And then we have Malik and Adam, who are homies,
who are bros,
the
who
bros.
Are best friends.
No, that's awesome. I just wanted to thank you all for coming on to the show. I really, really appreciate you all. I'll just reiterate the days. So Calling Love is a lunchtime theater that's around 40 minutes that will be at Allen Hall 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. 10 and 11th of September. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $5 to $10 at Humanitix or at the door. Mm-hmm. And with Malam Malaysia, it's 19th of September. Mm-hmm. And it's one day only, so don't miss out. Tickets are around 20 to 25-ish dollars.
I forgot to mention that you can find our tickets on our Instagram bio, which mm-hmm. is otago.mnight.
Nice.
Yeah, it's on Humanitix as well, yeah.
Yes, otago.mnight.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so find information on there. They've got some really good promo photo shoots on there, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty cool. Give it some love. Their trailer just dropped as well, which was really awesome. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
That looked incredible. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you. Love our media team.
Love to the media team. Actually, I think I did poach one of your photographers from your media team for Ava and I's show.
I've heard.
Min.
Oh. Took Min as our photographer the other day. Yeah, just yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah. Could you just, so you said you're co-producing and co-directing, and you've also got scriptwriters of your own. Could you just say who was involved in that? So who are you directing with, and who's the scriptwriters?
Yeah, so my co-director is Sophia Wong. My scriptwriters is Sarah Alia and Sophia Aida.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been mainly working with the four of them. Oh, sorry, I also have Ikwan as my co-producer.
Poor Ikwan, he's been forgotten. Yeah, president of OMSA, by the way.
I'm so sorry.
No, he doesn't matter. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't kick me out of OMSA. Don't kick me out. Okay, no, awesome. It seems like you've got like a really good and capable team behind both of these productions, which, you know, I think that's what theater is about. It's not a one-person show. There's always like different departments, different people coming in and putting their 110, and that's what makes something so amazing and lovely. And I think, to me, that's what love is all about.
Oh,
yeah, that's right, guys. I know how to do this stuff now. I sound cool, right? but yeah, no, awesome. Is there any last minute things that you guys would like to promote? Things that you would like the audience to know?
Well, Malam Malaysia isn't only just acting. It's mm-hmm. also filled with a lot of like cultural dances as well as music. So yeah, you don't only have to look forward to the storyline, but also to the amazing performances.
Right, yes. I'm also looking forward to that. It's like, it's so like full on. Like, it's a straight up like musical almost.
Yeah.
Wait, no, musical's not right.
It's like
a full on like production of like all sorts of arts that you can imagine, right?
Do you remember what is it called? Malam, like when we act out performances as kids?
Was it Cultural Night?
Something like that.
Yeah.
There's
like
a word for it. I forgot.
What time does the show start?
Oh, yes. Doors open at 5, if I'm not mistaken, and the show will start at 6.
Okay. Cool. And there's an intermission in
the
middle.
Yeah.
And during the intermission, there will be a prayer room provided, you say?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So if there's any people worried about, like, praying Maghrib, then this the intermission, like, you got, there will be, like, lucky draws and stuff during that time, and that is when people can sneak in and out to, like, pray and things. Awesome. So thank you guys again so much for coming onto the show. I really, really appreciate this. I'm looking forward to both of your shows. Both tickets can be found on Humanitix. Just search it up. That's Malam Malaysia, the Last Sila of Honor, and Otago's Lunchtime Theatre, Calling Love, which I totally remember the title of.
I wrote it.
awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on. As you know, guys, listening into the show, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. But please stay safe out there. Keep an eye on the news and what goes on. Free Palestine, boycott Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Disney. Thank you.
Thank you all for joining me today on Thoughts and Theories. I hope you've learned something new or taken away something to think about. I hope to see you all next time. Till then, this has been Thoughts and Theories with Asha Amma Asri.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.